Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the AP Rallo monthly call taking place on Thursday, 19th of December 2019 at 600 UTC. On our call today on the English channel, we have Satish Babu, Cheryl Langdonor, Kylie Ken, Amrita Chaudhuri, Holly Rage, Liana Dalcia, Jay Podio, Justin Chu, Len Sanchez, Susan Marukio, Ji Yong Cho. And on the Chinese channel, we currently don't have anyone. We have received apologies from Maureen Hilliard and Ariel Michal. And from staff side, we have Heidi Ulrich, Gisela Gruber, and myself, Yishin Nazar. And I'll also be doing call management for today's call. Our Chinese interpreters are Jesse and Ray. And just before we start, kind reminder to please state your names before speaking, not only for the transcription, but also for the interpretation purposes as well, please. And now I would like to leave the floor back to you, Satish. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Yashin. This is Satish for the record. Welcome to the December 2019 call of AP Rallo. This is, of course, a busy time for many of us. So I think there is a slight shortfall in our attendance today, although we have some very important topics to discuss. I'd like to warmly welcome everyone, and I see that especially Leon is on the call. Welcome, Leon, to the AP Rallo call. We will start off with the membership matters. So currently we have an ALS approval process proceeding at the ELAC. This is the Special Interest Group on Internet Society Rural Development, SIG. We also have ISOC Lebanon, which is currently undergoing a voting process. Okay, the ISOC Rural Development SIG has completed the process and it is now admitted as our member, and ISOC Society, Internet Society Lebanon chapter is currently undergoing the voting process. We have just admitted one individual member, Naveed bin Raif. Naveed, of course, is not a stranger to at large. He was earlier a part of ISOC Islamabad, and now he's moved out from there and become an individual member with us. I note that Maureen is in apology today as we move on to agenda item number 3, which is the ELAC policy update. I request Holly and Justin, and if required, Cheryl to step in as required. So it's over to Holly and Justin for the policy update.
Why don't I start, and Justin, you can particularly sub-pro keep updating as necessary. For those who aren't aware, there's a weekly call for the Custom Policy Working Group, and that goes through all of the policy issues. I'll just summarize it. It was earlier today, Sydney time. The first thing we discussed was there's a proposal for a session in Cancun about for a general session called One World, One Internet. It's Joanna's proposal. And we spent a bit of time on that in terms of what she's talking, what the proposal is, in terms of what we mean by one world, one internet, and the pressures to, to keep them from being one world, one internet. It's going to be a very interesting session in Cancun, and we talked a little bit about that. We then had an update from Hadia on the EPDP. They had sought a response from the Belgian DPA. They're What they're proposing is essentially a centralized system or centralized gateway, both for access and for authorization for access, and under what circumstances. In essence, a unified access system to customer data. There was a bit of discussion as to the costs of that and who would bear those costs. In terms of whether there were going to be fees for access or not, and whether that might be a source of income for not. But essentially, that's where they're up to, which is essentially just getting some answers from one of the EU DPAs on the model that we're looking at now for the unified access system. We had a discussion on DNS abuse, and this relates to one of the items that would be listed under policy. It was a bit of a discussion as to the definition and how broad that definition is, whether it should be expanded or not. And in terms of what we should be asking of the board in that, I would commend to everybody to actually read that. There were some comments about what we should be asking the board, and in particular reiterating some of the comments that we made and some of the comments, the recommendations that were made on the earlier the customer choice, customer trust report on the first round of the new GTLDs. There were recommendations in that, and one of the things that we said fairly consistently is those recommendations should be completed before there is a second round. And we talked a bit about particularly some of the issues in terms of things that compliance might be doing to enhance the DNS security and safety. Justine can fill in on the sub-pro. You will have seen one of the items on the policy in terms of the CCT in the chat. Justine's put CCT, competition, consumer choice, consumer trust. And Justine, do you want to take, actually, let me just finish the list of what we went through in the meeting today, and then Justine can update on the subsequent procedures. And after that, we had a discussion a bit more about DNS abuse. We didn't have time to have any further discussion about the PIR, the registry, and its acquisition. We had a little bit of a discussion, but there wasn't a lot of time, but about the ATRT3. So I'd like to leave the next discussion, first of all, to Justine, if you want to talk a little bit about where we're up to with subsequent procedures, and then Cheryl, if you can refer to what we talked about in the ATRT3 items. Thank you.
Hi, this is Justine for the transcript. Thanks for that, Holly. For people who are unsure, we were actually, Holly was also addressing some of the items of the CPWG agenda that took place several hours ago. So some of those things that she mentioned isn't on the agenda for this particular APRALO meeting. So, if you want to follow that, then please go to the CPWG workspace and you can follow that there. Let me just touch on a couple of things. In terms of the recently ratified ALAC statement, I don't think there's anything in particular that, considering that these have been submitted, so there's nothing further to discuss. It's just more for reporting purposes. So if there's anybody who has questions about these, feel free to post them to the chat or to specific members of the ALAC or, and liaisons. In terms of subsequent procedures, I can give a little bit of update on that because I'm the liaison for at large, so I'm supposed to be on top of things. Two things that I'd just like to touch on is number one, there is a, the subsequent prestigious working group continues its work in terms of coming up with recommendations for a draft final report. That work is ongoing. That work is not likely to be completed until the first quarter of 2020 at least. But what we're doing in at large is we are following closely in terms of what's being discussed in the working group, especially pertaining to topics that affect end users' interests. ALAC and at large have submitted a number of statements pertaining to certain areas of interest, as I mentioned. And we are following the development of those topics within SubPro working group. And what I normally do in terms of my role as liaison is to provide updates to the Consolidated Policy Working Group. So I've been generating a series of updates. If you want to follow those, again, I'm sure the staff can help you with the links. In particular, there was a, well, not so recent now, but there was a letter that was sent by the GAC chair on behalf of the GAC, which is the Governmental Advisory Committee, to the subsequent prestigious working group co-chairs. And they were imploring the co-chairs of SubPro to consider making the next public comment call to cover all draft final recommendations, as opposed to just focusing it on a narrower scope to deal with items that were not previously put out for public comment. And I brought that to the attention of at large through the CPWG, and as a result, ALAC has issued a letter to SubPro working group co-chairs along the same lines of what GAC has done. Okay, so that's one update. Second update is moving forward in terms of at largest monitoring of what's going on with SubPro is we're starting to prepare a series of concentrated, distilled analysis of what may be recommended or what is likely to be recommended by SubPro working group, and to match it against what ALAC and at large have put forward in terms of our positions and statements, and to see if there's any further need to intervene or whether we need to, maintain our support for certain things, and also consider new ideas that have cropped up most recently and have not gone to public comment. Okay, so if you want to know further about what I'm talking about, then I suggest you join the CPWG calls that happens every week. I'm also going to be doing something along those lines within the next agenda item under the policy platform. Okay, and in terms of the ISOC sales PRR agenda item, that's subject to special calls of CPWG. So again, if you're interested in following that, I'm sure the staff can help you with the necessary links. Okay, and the rest, I think Holly has pretty much touched on them quite well. I would leave the floor to Cheryl if she wants to add anything. Thank you.
Thank you, Justine. Thank you, Holly. Cheryl, for the record. Just very briefly, first of all, with the letters that Justine mentioned coming in from the Government Advisory Committee and also from the At-Large Advisory Committee, Jeff and I have drafted and we expect staff to have sent, if not already, in short order, a response to those. So we've received them, noted them and have reacted. But with the excellent work that Justine's been putting together in terms of briefings for the CPWG, I'd also encourage you to look at that as a resource to get yourself up to speed with things, because it's very plain language she's used, and she's presented, in some cases, quite complex issues in very understandable and often graphically clear ways. So that's a resource that I certainly would like to encourage you all to look at, and certainly join her in hoping that more of you will join the CPWG, the Consolidated, thank you, Justine, for putting me in, Consolidated Policy Working Group, because we rotate times between 1100 UTC and around 1900-ish UTC, which means at least one of those time zones should suit most of us at least every 2 weeks. Out of Asia Pac. So with that, just very briefly, Holly asked me to mention the interim report for public comment that the Accountability and Transparency Review Team has published on Monday this week. US time. Can I recommend that if you are interested in the accountability and transparency of the ICANN entity, that you do read it and you do contribute opinions back on it, perhaps even through our January meeting and our chat, our email chat that we can have through the APAC region, because we're very keen to get responses and opinions from you all on some of the questions we're asking, the proposals and recommendations that we've agreed upon make, and in some cases posing some alternatives where we have not been able to get full consensus, or significant consensus on a couple of matters. We are hoping that the population, the general public responses and the public comment responses we get will help us narrow down part A or part B options with that. So we will be running an ATRT3 webinar to also ensure that people have some opportunity to ask us questions and have further discussions. That will be mid-January. It will be run in two time zones again, and so you can undoubtedly find one that suits you. Thank you very much. She is a beautiful singer, you're right, and she's trying to be very good by being very quiet and keeping one of her games quiet. So I'll be quiet now. Go on mute so she can get back to enjoying herself. Thank you all.
Thanks very much, Cheryl, Justine and Holly, for the policy update. I note that we are a couple of minutes ahead of schedule, so I also note that Leon has a very odd timing right now. So Leon, if you would like to tell us something, please feel free at this point.
Thank you very much, Satish, for giving me the opportunity to address you. As I said on the chat, I just want to thank you all again for your support. Wish you a very happy and peaceful holiday season and a very successful new year in the coming year. And briefly update you on what the board is doing. We will be holding our first workshop of the year next year in LA in January, at the end of January, and we are currently shaping the agenda for that meeting. As usual, we will be holding a couple of public sessions, so as soon as the agenda is finalized, I will let you know the time, dates, and of course remote participation links so that you can join us in those public sessions. As you know, the top priorities right now for the board are the strategic plan for the next 5 years, which has been approved, published, commented on, et cetera, and the operational and financial plan that ties to that strategic plan, and that will be published soon for public comment. And the evolution of the multi-stakeholder model as an exercise that has been coming up with going on with the community, and of course, certain topics that are in the air right now, as the PIR sale, which is, of course, on top of everyone's mind pretty much. So those are the topics that we'll be discussing in our workshop in LA. And as soon as the agenda is finalized, I will let you all know the different activities that we will be holding in this workshop and sharing with you the links for the public sessions so that you can join us remotely. So with that, Satish, I would like to thank you again and excuse myself for not being able to stay till the end of the call. Well, wish you all a very happy holiday season. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Leon. This is Satish for the record. Thanks for updating us. And on behalf of all of us, I'd like to wish you a very happy holiday season to you and your family. With that, we move on now to the agenda item number 4, which is APRELO update. Now, the first of this is a presentation by Justine. As we are all aware, Justine has been playing a very important role in the policy. And we had started we had embarked on this process of collecting APRELO's hot topics, which has then transformed at the ELAC level into a policy platform. And Justine has adapted it to our region. And it's over to Justine for the update. Please, if there are any questions, please write it down and we will have some time to raise them. Over to you, Justine.
Thank you very much, Satish. This is Justine from the transcript. Yes, I would like to say that when I speak on this, I'm speaking on behalf of the leadership team, so this is not just me. Yes, I did put together this thing, but it is a team effort, and the leadership team members have contributed in one way or another. So basically, as Satish has put it, Okay. Sorry, just directing traffic on the screen. So what Satish has alluded to is, if I remember correctly, in late 2018, APRELO did a survey to gather inputs on what are meant to be hot topics for the region. And the result of that was then submitted forward to ALAC, to look at a cross-regional perspective in order to come up with a at-large set of hot topics. And that has been basically consolidated and presented, I believe, in two calls before this by Joanna when she talked about the at-large policy platform. So this now, in terms of the APRELO Policy Platform 2020, is meant to be a manifestation of all those inputs at a regional level. So what the leadership is trying to do is to drive the policy direction forward for the region, looking at what at large is doing, looking also at what the other regions could be doing. So this is by no means fixed. It is open for comments. I have sent 2 emails out to the list on behalf of the leadership team to seek feedback. We have received some, and I understand that, especially with newcomers, this might be something that's totally alien or somewhat unsure or uncertain. So what we're doing now is we're presenting, giving you an introduction of what we're talking about. Okay, so next slide, please. If I could just keep the questions to the end, that would be better, I think. The size of it is a bit strange. Okay, never mind. So what this proposal for APRELO Policy Platform 2020 is intended to do is to facilitate informed, inclusive regional position development on on issues which are within ICANN's remit at a regional level. So by virtue of that, it will act as a regional partner to the ALAC policy platform, which Joanna has talked about in the past. Okay. And indirectly, it also helps to, well, it seeks to help coordinate the region's contribution in many aspects of at largest goals, including ICANN policy, a little bit on outreach and engagement. When I say a little bit, I will come back to what I mean in shortly. It also touches on the implementation of the at-large review, certain aspects of it, and it seeks to bring into focus the work and also the directions that the Atlas III ambassadors would like to take up in terms of policy and outreach and engagement. Okay, next slide, please. Right, so in the past, we have had little bit short on policy engagement in the region. And that's something that we would like to tackle and address moving forward. So we have obviously looked at in the past, and I'm not saying that this is something new. Obviously, this is not something new, but it's something that we would like to seriously look at to see how we could change and help strengthen the policy participation in the region, for the region. Okay, so how do we look at increasing AP Rallo's engagement in terms of policy? So next slide, please. Again, just going back to the hot topics that I mentioned at the top of the presentation, which Satish has also alluded to. So just going back in terms of flashback, these are the hot topics that AP Rallo concluded with, okay, we came up with this list of topics. All right. Next slide, please. And so these sort of topics, among others, went to the ALAC for consolidation with the other regions, and it filtered into the ALAC policy platform. And in terms of capacity building needs, the survey, the AP Rallo survey, also identified these items as something that needs attention. Okay, so some of these things, for example, like the School of Internet Governance, that's already taken on life itself, and people like Amrita and Satish are well into that area, so they can talk about it if they want to a little bit more. Okay, next slide, please. Okay, so these are the other topics of importance that were mentioned or which were teased out through the AP Rallo Hot Topic Survey. Okay, so this is just a recap. Next slide, please. Okay, so we come to where we looked at the overlaps between the AP Rallo Hot Topics and the ALAC policy platform. So as you can see, there are quite a number of topics which overlap. So in this respect, we could be pursuing this on a regional level, but whatever we do at the regional level can also filter back into or feedback into the ALAC level, the at-large overall level, and it's an iteration process. So the ALAC policy platform is actually a living document or living platform, so it's not meant to be fixed. It will evolve over time, and the process is that whatever we do at the regional level will also help establish completion or success at the ALAC policy platform level. Okay, so based on this overlap, if we can go to the next slide, please. Okay, so just keep a reminder of what the overlaps are. So what this strategy or what this AP Rural policy platform, the strategy we intend to do is to address certain aspects of it, which is the what and the how you see on the screen. Okay, so for example, who can we tap? Obviously, people who are already within AP Rural, but it doesn't necessarily have to be limited to people in AP Rural. As part of outreach, we are also looking at obviously bringing more people into the region and into at large, but it doesn't have to be a formal involvement, as in they don't have to become members by through an ALS, but they could be a resource. So, for example, if we know somebody who is an expert in a certain areas, we can put them in our list or what we call the register, and we can still reach out to these people if there's a policy question or issue that relates to the work that they're doing or the expertise that they hold. Okay, so the role of ambassadors, the Atlas Tree ambassadors, I see this as the first group of resource people that we should be encouraging to get really involved with policy, because they've undergone the training, they've shown an interest to become more active in the work of at large. So, logically speaking, they would be the first group of people that we tap to get this process going. So I'm hoping that the Atlas Tree ambassadors will take a closer look at this proposal and to give their feedback, and also to start looking at the areas that they might want to volunteer to lead or to work in. Okay, so in terms of building capacity, there's obviously, a number of resources out there, including I Can Learn. We can look at specialized webinars if we need to. And the overall general onboarding is something that probably we need to look at more closely. Okay, now in terms of, if I can just jump to mechanisms. Now, in terms of how we do this, obviously, a monthly meeting isn't going to be intensive enough to do the work that we intend to do. So there's always possibility of creating separate mailing lists for different areas that we're looking into. That's just a suggestion. I'm not saying that we need to do that, but that's something that people could consider and give the feedback on. It could also be that we do everything through the AP Rural mail list and bombard everybody with all the work that we're doing. And that could be a way of attracting people's attention and getting them involved as well. So again, that's up to discussion and input. All right. So, in terms of partnerships, we have, AP Rural has a number of MOUs that has been signed with a couple of parties. So we could look into reviewing those to see how we could take those relationships forward as well. Okay, so next slide, please. So the idea is to start with a small group kind of leading the group, which is the Atlas Tree Ambassadors in conjunction with the at-large AP Rural leadership team. Then we slowly move out and get people more involved, all right? So the idea is to start with a core group and then enlarge it so that we have a steady pool of people who we are onboarding for policy work. All right. So these, going back to the overlap between AP Rural Hot Topics and the ALAC policy platform, these are some of the areas that we could start looking into. All right. Again, these are suggestions. It's not necessary that we have to take all these up, or we could also look at adding more or dropping some of this. Again, that's subject to comments and inputs. Right. Okay. Next slide, please. Is that it? Okay, yeah. So in terms of the goal for this proposal is to look at increasing participation and supporting that participation through capacity building. Okay? So, for example, I've touched on a couple of these things. Now, in terms of like a register of skills, for example, so I mentioned about starting with AP Ralo, people who are already involved with AP Ralo. But again, it doesn't have to be limited to that. If you know people who are outside the AP Ralo structure, whom are experts in certain areas, or whom you know would be able to provide inputs into some of the policy positions that we're working on, then by all means, let us know or put them into the register. So that we have a list of people that we can tap for certain things. Okay. And also, I noted that many of the AP Ralo members can't necessarily make monthly calls, our monthly calls, or even the weekly CPWG calls. And I appreciate that if you don't follow closely, you sort of fall behind and you kind of get lost in what at large is doing in terms of policy matters. So again, so this is like the in terms of this particular proposal, it's like a gap filler. So it seeks to help onboard people in a separate platform or a separate channel to the CPWG, but eventually pushing people to go onto CPWG to follow what's going on there, because that's where a lot of the key work gets done, and that's where your contribution would actually take effect or have some weight, right? So, but that's not to say that we can't do things at the regional level and then filter that regional inputs to CPWG as a regional input. Okay, so again, there are different mechanisms of handling it, subject to inputs, subject to suggestions. Okay, and I think that's the... can you go to the next slide? I'm not sure what's on the next slide. Okay, yeah, so that's question and feedback. So there is a link to this proposal in a Google Doc form, which I put in the two emails that went out to the list. That link is also here on the screen. So if you have questions, or if you would like to comment on this proposal, you can do that on the Google Doc. Okay, I need to say that this proposal isn't going to be closed in any way. There is no ending date for commenting at this point in time. I would like to think that this proposal and eventually the platform itself is going to be something that evolves over time, because in terms of like the topics, the number of topics that could change, or the type of topic, the range of topics could change over time anyway. Okay, so I will open the floor for questions if there are any. Thank you.
Thanks, Justin. This is Satish. Are there any immediate questions? I think this is a very valuable, proposal, because it does two immediate things. One is that it connects our regional topics to the ILAC level global topics of interest, policy topics, and second is that it directly seeks to involve the Atlas III ambassadors, who are our frontline force vis-a-vis the ICANN policy topics. So as Justine has mentioned, we can raise one or two questions right now, or go to the Google Docs and provide your comments there. I don't see any hands up as of now.
Nadira's okay. Hand is up.
Nadira, please go ahead.
Yeah, it's I could respond to that with Justin, and I have to thank Justin for all her efforts in doing this and making it a practical way of getting the community engaged. It's just to circulate this to the members and Atlas, especially Atlas participants. And it's open, as Justin has mentioned, doesn't have to be as a as ambassadors to bring notice and to start filling their area of interest. That's the next step I see following Justin's proposal. Thank you.
Thanks, Nandira. Justin, you have anything to respond to that?
Not at the moment. I see Heidi's hand up, so maybe she wants to address
Heidi,
something.
Heidi, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, and hello, everyone. Justine, this is great work. I think it's a great first step. I'm just wondering, just from clarity, is this document, is this the proposal that you will then fill out, develop the AP Rallo policy platform, which will then feed into the ALAC one, or is this document the end point? I know you said it's going to be a dynamic document, but would you be putting the actual policy issues and the potential impact on AP Rallo end users for those policy issues? You'll see. I put the link into the chat on the AP Rallo hot policy topics, and you'll see that that's what they have done. I mean, it doesn't mean that you need to do that, but again, the initial idea was that there would be a region would identify policy issues and then identify also the potential impact on end users from their region. And they would use this not only for capacity building and engagement of their own members, but also when they're at doing outreach events and activities, that this would be a one short document which would then allow people to understand what AP Rallo and at large do in terms of policy advice. So just some comments there. Thank you.
Yeah, Justine, please go ahead.
Yes, okay. This is Justine for the transcript. There isn't a standard answer to your question, Heidi. This proposal is actually a way to structure the movement, so to speak. It's not meant to be a document that feeds into something else. This is a manifestation of how we will take the policy direction forward for the region, looking into taking into consideration different inputs that are related and relevant. For example, AP Rallo hot topics, because the region has said that these are important to us. Taking into consideration what ALAC is doing in terms of the at-large policy platform. So as we can see, there are overlaps. So a lot of things that we could do from a region point of view, the work itself can feed back into different areas. So it doesn't necessarily have to go into CPWG. It just depends on the area. So for example, partnerships. Partnerships is something that is more region-specific. It doesn't necessarily need to go anywhere. And one of the suggestions was that we review the MOUs that we have with different partners and see how we can build on that relationship and not just let it sit there. Yeah, we have signed an MOU, but so what, we need to exploit those relationships and bring people in or bring inputs in to what we are doing as a region in terms of policy work. Thank you.
Thanks, Justine. Noting that we are running out of time, in response to Heidi's question, I would like to state that this is more of a strategy than a process artifact like a report. The strategy can actually result in several publications or reports or infographics or other kind of process artifacts. So I think we should see this more as a exploratory strategy on how best to bring from the ALAC level or to create a link between the ALAC level and the region level, and also to involve more local resources and people. So of course, this is a starting point, and we expect your continued interactions at the document level, and then in the next meeting, we will see how to operationalize, what are the first steps to operationalize this as we go forward. The next is funding opportunities for FY20 and FY21, and this is over to you, Heidi, but we are short of time, so I'd like to stick to 5 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll only need just a few minutes. But Satish, just note that you were going to talk about post-Atlas III activities before that.
Right.
Would you like to do that first?
Yeah.
Or?
Okay. Yeah, so, okay. So, actually, Maureen was supposed to take on the post-Atlas III activities. Maureen has asked me to say that...
okay.
Yeah, so there's just one announcement. So the important thing is that there is a wiki and there is a call this evening. Everybody is expected to, all the Atlas participants as well as the others are expected to participate in the call, which is talking about the next steps post-Atlas III activities. And also there's another announcement. Today also there is a call of the community update from the UASD, the Universal Acceptance Steering Group. That's at 15:30 UTC, just after the Atlas III call. So anyone interested in UA can also participate in that call. Thank you, and over to you, Heidi.
Yes, thank you. And I'm just letting people know, this is Heidi, but just letting people know that this webinar that is later today, your time, is a post-Atlas III webinar. It's going to have Cheryl on there, we'll have Maureen on there, and also the leaders, the team leaders that are being called of all of the post-Atlas activities. And that includes, for example, policy, that includes capacity building, communication, outreach and engagement. It also will address a little bit the mandatory survey and report that all Atlas ambassadors or at-large ambassadors or Atlas III participants are being asked to fill out. There'll be a discussion of the journey as well by Cheryl. So please, please do attend that webinar. And I've also put on the link, and perhaps really quickly we can have just take a look at that. It's such an important workspace, which we'll be developing. It's this post-Atlas III activities. It breaks down all of the activities. Please do take a look at that. That is the whole activity of what's going to happen now that Atlas III is over and what this is going to be in the next year or so for the post-Atlas III activities. So a very key workspace. Okay. Thank you, Satish. Should I go into the funding opportunities now?
Yeah, please go ahead, Heidi.
Okay. Just take a look. If we could go back to the agenda, please. Oh, this is a, sorry, Yeshim, you have done this. Sorry. So we have two. First one is for this current fiscal year. Again, fiscal year 20 ends on 30th of June. Now, this is something that ICANN.org is offering the chairs, the SOEC chairs. This is called the Fiscal Year 20 Flexible Funding, and this is the workspace to, if you have any proposals. Now, again, please, before you do, there are a set of processes and requirements that are on this page. The full details, you can see that they're listed there on a separate page. Do please take a look at that. These are not for activities that were not funded through additional budget requests in this current fiscal year. There are much more large activities, I believe, and they are. Maureen has asked that the railroads consider having cross-rail activities that will help all railroads and that will also reflect the post-Atlas III activities. So it might be useful if you work with other regions on just coming up with some of these activities. Okay, and again, the process then as it goes to Maureen and the ALAC, then it has to go to all the other SOAC chairs, and then it's also sent to David Olive, who will be looking at that as well. So there's a process there, but do take a look at that. The other funding opportunity for fiscal year 21 is the additional budget requests, and I believe that most of you are familiar with these. These, again, are for fiscal year 21 starting on 1st of July 2020 until June 30th passed in 2021. And again, these are in addition to the normal finance or ICANN org criteria at large, also has additional criteria. They're stated on this workspace, please do take a look at them. The process is that if you do have a request, there's an online form here. When you fill that out, it first has to go to your RALO leadership, and then it goes, once if they approve that, then it goes up to the ALAC Finance and Budget Subcommittee. So that's the process. They have to be into the FDSC by the 6th of January. So you'll see that there's a bit of time. So over the break, you'll have some time to think about that. This might include activities, for example, RALO discretionary funding. We've had that for 2 years now, 2 or 3 years actually, and that allows funding for activities such as capacity building, ALS readouts, travel, regional travel. It might include Indigenous people activities. It might include any kind of special projects that you or your ALS or your region might like. So there's a number of activities. But again, key deadline for each of the ALS and RALOs is the 6th. That's when the RALO leadership has to send that to staff to be reviewed by the FDSC. Thank you, Satish.
Thanks, Heidi, Satish, for the record. This is the first time we're actually doing the Flex Fund. So indeed, we will work with the other RALOs in putting up a joint proposal or one or more joint proposals. On the ABR, if the RALO community has any proposal, please go ahead and submit them, and we will consider them and send them to ALAC if it qualifies our criteria. Moving on to the last item on the agenda, which is the NORMCOM update, I call upon Amrita to provide us a quick update.
Thank you, Satish. Amrita for the records. I'm sure many of you may have seen that the official invitation to apply for the leadership positions at ICANN and at the PTI have now been announced, and the application date is till the 18th of February. The current positions from the Asia-Pacific region, the positions which are of interest are the one member of the PTI Board of Directors, member of the GNSO Council, and one member of the CCNSO Council. The elect positions currently this year are only for Europe and North America, and there are two board positions where people may apply, but the positions currently are from US and Europe. So I would request each of you to go through the positions, and if possible, spread it across the community. We have a huge APRALO community, and if each ALS is themselves spread it across their own community, there would be a lot of outreach. While many may not be here today because of holiday season and other things, I would urge everyone to share this message across. And if there are any queries, we from NORMCOM would be happy to kind of clarify issues or help people in the community with more outreach. Thank you, Satish. And another request, I know many of you are going on holiday, but if any of your ALSs have done any work in this month, if you could share it, we will have it added in the December newsletter. And we would also be having a summarized report of what APRALO did the entire year in this report. Thanks, Satish.
Thank you, Amrita, not just for the NORMCOM update, but also for the APRALO newsletter, which is effectively our documentation of the APRALO activities for the whole year. And it's good to note that we have a consolidated version, end-of-the-year version, coming out now. We have 1 minute. Are there any burning issues, comments or questions that anybody would like to raise? I don't see any hands up. In that case, I'd like to wish everybody a very happy holiday season, and I hope you come back rejuvenated in January for a fresh new year. And it's over to, thanks once again, and it's over to Yashim for closing this call.
Thank you, Satish, and thank you all for joining today's call. This meeting is now adjourned. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks and bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
So, bye and happy holidays.
Thank you all. Happy holidays. See you in 2020.
Bye-bye.